So today we hear the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, the multiplication of the loaves. But maybe for some of us, especially some of us who have a few years under our belt, we've perhaps heard this story before. Maybe we feel like we've heard this story about 5,000 times. And also because this story is in each of the four Gospels, so it comes up a lot in our cycle of readings. But sometimes our familiarity with this story can lead us to overlook some important details. Now, there's a little line in this story that often gets overlooked. As we're talking about the feeding of the 5,000, the multiplication of the loaves, there's a little line which is, the Jewish feast of Passover was near. Sometimes this just seems like a little throwaway line, like, and oh, by the way, just the feast of Passover was near, but thought you ought to know. But John, the writer of the Gospel of John, was very deliberate to include this detail. Because especially in the Gospel of John, that very often Jesus will do a sign, work some sort of miracle, and then give a discourse about it. And it's very often in the context of some important Jewish holy day, a Jewish feast, an important day in the Jewish liturgical calendar. And the people that are seeing what Jesus is doing and hearing his words, all of a sudden there's a deeper depth to them because they know the context in which he's speaking. Because they're familiar with these Jewish feast days that are happening around them. And it gives depth to who Jesus is and what he's saying about who he is. How Jesus is revealing himself. That he's using these Jewish feast days to help the people understand who he is and who we are. And what he came to reveal about God. So, in this context, Jesus celebrates this multiplication of the loaves, and eventually he'll go into what is called the bread of life discourse, where he says, I am the bread of life. And he does this in the context of the Passover feast. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. So to understand this, we first have to understand, what is Passover? So what is Passover? Well, hopefully some of us remember from Sunday school class or catechism class from back in the day. The Passover, first of all, refers back to a specific event in the Exodus story of when the Hebrew people were enslaved in Egypt, that the angel of death came to Egypt to strike down the firstborn. And it was the final thing that finally won their freedom. But to be freed from death, that the death would not come into their home, that they had to sacrifice a lamb and put that blood on their door. And they also had to roast and eat the lamb as an important part of this experience, as a part of being saved from death, that they had to not only sacrifice but also feast on the lamb, as well as that they ate unleavened bread. Because unleavened bread is the food that one eats while going on a journey, that while one is in a hurry, that there's not time to allow it to rise from the yeast. So it's eaten unleavened. And these are people on a journey, about to begin this great exodus, their journey with God to the promised land. But this Passover, later years as the Jewish people continue to celebrate the feast of Passover, it began to encompass not merely this particular single event, but the entire Exodus story. The being freed from Egypt out of slavery, being led through the raging waters of the Red Sea, the waters of chaos, into becoming a new creation, coming to the mountain of the Lord, where he made a covenant with them and said, "You are my people and I am your God." The experience of wandering through the wilderness, not sure how to make it to the promised land, but being led by the Lord and nourished by the bread from heaven. And then the battles that they had to fight, the people they had to fight in order to make their way into the promised land. This whole story of deliverance from death to life, from slavery to freedom, from being no people to becoming God's people, to journeying into the promised land. This whole Passover Exodus story is taken up into the feast of Passover. And so this is all what's going on when we hear that the Jewish feast of Passover is near, that the Passover encompasses this whole story. And also for the Jewish people, the celebration of Passover wasn't merely a remembering of things in the past. It certainly was that, but that somehow in this spiritual act of remembering, of celebrating a memorial feast of these events, that it made present this saving power of God. That this whole act of salvation and deliverance that the Lord did, they become participants in that by sharing in this feast. That somehow it represents, makes present again, this saving power. In the celebration of the Jewish Passover, there's a dialogue that happens as part of the ritual, as sort of teaching and explaining this evening, where the son asks the father a series of questions. And one of them is where the son asks the father, "Why is this night different from other nights?" And the father responds, "Because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt." Because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. That there's an intentional use of this personal language, that we become personal participants in this saving power of God. In other words, the Jewish tradition saw Passover sacrifice and the meal as making them spiritual participants in that first Passover night. No matter how many centuries ago, that God's original act of deliverance, his saving power was made present in the celebration of the Passover, in the Passover liturgy. So, in the next 5 weeks, we'll be reading through chapter 6 of the Gospel of John, which is, as I said, begins with this multiplication of the loaves and the feeding of 5,000, and goes into the Bread of Life discourse. So as we're going over the next 5 weeks, I want to give you a little scavenger hunt. That as we listen to this gospel over the next 5 weeks, to have a Passover scavenger hunt, listen to all this different imagery, this Passover imagery that Jesus takes up and uses in an intentional way. All this stuff from the Passover and the Exodus story, pay attention to how Jesus alludes to it in a lot of ways. In the bread from heaven, in the lamb that must be sacrificed and eaten, in this movement from death to life, from slavery into freedom, the mountain, the being led by God, all this imagery that Jesus will take up, the passing through the Red Sea. So read through John 6, and as we move through it, do your Passover scavenger hunt as we listen to it. But also, another scavenger hunt, part two, how is all this Passover imagery taken up and brought over into our new Passover, what we call the Mass, what we celebrate today? Because Jesus takes the Passover experience and fulfills it and completes it and perfects it and makes it something more into what we experience today. And all that imagery is taken up in various and different ways into our Mass. And finally, to ask yourself the question, where am I in this Passover journey? Because this Exodus story isn't just the story of an ancient people long ago, but it's my story. It's our story. It's your story. So where am I in this journey of Exodus? Maybe I'm still in the experience of feeling that I'm still in bondage and slavery and oppression and need to be freed from something in my life. Maybe I feel like I'm passing through the waters of chaos of the Red Sea, trying to get to the other side. Maybe I'm at that moment where I feel like I'm wandering through the desert and not really sure how to get to the promised land. Or maybe that I'm fighting some battles in my life. But wherever you are in your Exodus story, in your Passover story, to bring that here to this, the new Passover. Because it's here that the Lord wants to make present that saving power, his power of deliverance, wherever we're at in our Passover story, that he makes that present here in the new Passover. So to bring it here to him, to allow him to lead us, to nourish us with the bread from heaven, to deliver us, to be our sacrificial lamb, our paschal lamb, who brings us from death to life, to come to behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are we who are called to the supper of the Lamb.